when you come into the Pikes, you come into the original entrance. If you go to the restaurant, you go in through the side entrance. And that's the difference. Okay? It's separate buildings, two different entities. It's the theater, and then the restaurant is in back.
And you're in charge of the theater, the restaurant, or both?
Just the theater. I have nothing to do with the restaurant.
Tell me a little bit about this movie projector that we see outside the theater.
This is the original movie theater. Was in the projection booth when it opened in the 30s.
It opened in 1937. This obviously not operational.
Right.
And you don't even use a projector anymore. The movies are all digital.
All digital, and we have 3D capability here with the screens and everything. We have silver screens.
Why was there the need to bring this back as a theater? Now, in full disclosure, I grew up in Pikesville, so I saw the original Rocky here in 1976. I saw the Frisco Kid with Gene Wilder and Harrison Ford. Fiddler on the Roof played here. I think I saw Fiddler on the Roof originally here.
Right. Well, basically, I'm from Pikesville, okay? And I grew up in Pimlico. I moved back from New York. I was vice president of MGM Pictures. I moved back here in 2006. And we decided we were going to open up the Rotunda Theater, which was a neighborhood theater. And with the success of the Rotunda, we were looking for something in Northwest Baltimore. And I used to book this theater in the late 60s, early 70s. I booked Frisco Kid, The Graduate, Blazing Saddles, and this has always been a labor of love for me, this theater.
I forgot I saw Blazing Saddles here, too.
Right. I mean, this theater was a great theater. And I believe in the new revitalization of Pikesville and the neighborhood theaters. With the neighborhood theaters, you have people don't want to drive a half an hour to go to Hunt Valley or somewhere else. You know, they want to come and be in Pikesville or walk to the theater. And we have two beautiful, we have the ultimate intimate theater experience here.
Ira, let's go inside.
Okay.
Okay, now we're in the lobby right now, and this was a lot of work, I take it?
Yes, we have the state-of-the-art concession stand. We serve sodas and popcorn and candy like every other theater does. It's going to be great, and it's beautiful. It's compact. It's very, very nice.
As this was originally a single screen theater, I think it seated like 300 people, if I'm not mistaken.
No, it seated 652 people.
652 people. Okay.
Yes.
How do you compete? And this is going to be a two screen theater. How do you compete with the multiplexes, and even people's homes? I mean, people have big screen TVs now. They can download movies off the internet, wait a few weeks, or download it, and on demand and anything like that. How will you compete?
Okay, first of all, people want to get out of the house. They don't want to be the prisoner of Zenda. And our screens it would be like having a 3,000-square-foot screen in their house. Our not only are they big screens, but they're silver screens. We have 3D capability here. We're going to run first-run films here, art films here, independent films. So we're going to have an array of anything. We can do fundraisers here. We can do a lot of stuff that the national chains can't do.
Let's go into one of the theaters. I think you have two, and I guess number one is going to be the bigger one, or number two is the bigger one?
No, they're probably around the same size. They're both around 80 seats apiece.
All righty. And here we are. The theater is a little bit dark because most theaters are, but you've got the stadium seats. Tell me a little bit about what's here.
We have stadium seating here, and we got deluxe rocker back seats. This is the ultimate in the theater experience. When people come here, they'll really enjoy the Pikes Theater.
Okay. Now, you mentioned the types of movies that are going to be shown. I saw them, the marquee. You're going to have Gravity for the first night.
Right.
And
for the first week.
For the first week. Tell me a little bit about what the movies you're going to have here.
Well, we're going to have Gravity is going to be here, and then on the other side, we're opening Hava Nagila, which is an Israeli film that is supposed to be very, very, very good, and I think people really, really like it. The following week, we'll probably have the Comedy Goes to School, which is the history of the Catskills with Jerry Lewis and Henny Youngman, Mort Saul.
Sid Caesar I saw in the marquee.
All of them. Yeah, everybody who was anybody in the Catskills are going to be in this movie. It's a documentary. It is fantastic.
This was a theater that always, because Pikesville, when I was growing up, was a predominantly Jewish area, and I guess it still is. Is this going to cater? I mean, are there movies that will cater to the neighborhood or cater to everybody or a little bit of both?
We're going to have movies that cater to everybody here. We're going to run next week. We're going to have the movie Thor, which will be in 3D, and we'll have Comedy Goes to School. We have Catching Fire coming here. We're probably going to have Hobbits coming here for Christmas, and we'll probably have either Wolf of Wall Street or The Secret Life of Walter Mitty. You know, either one of those two movies possibly for Christmas.
And you'll also have fundraisers here, and you're going to operate 7 days a week, mostly nights?
No.
Weekend matinees? Or
All day. We open up at 12:30 every day until the last show's between 9:30 and 10 o'clock every night.
That's terrific. Okay. And now talk about this neighborhood and why it was important to have a movie theater in this neighborhood.
Well, the Pikes Theater was always a great theater. When I worked at JF Theaters back in the late 60s, early 70s, this theater did a lot of business, and it was a great location. And I don't know why I was away when it closed. I was vice president of MGM, and I just came back into town like around 8 years ago. The neighborhood is kind of stayed the same.
It has
stayed the same. And everybody that I talked to, they were extremely excited. I mean, I've opened a lot of theaters before. Let me just shut
up. Okay.
Hold on, I'm sorry.
No problem.
I did the interview. I'll call you back in 2 seconds. Okay. All right. Bye.
Okay. I'm sorry about that. But you were saying you've opened a lot of theaters before.
I've opened a lot of theaters before, but the excitement that people have called me and came up to me and they can't wait for this theater to open. They really wanted a theater for a long, long time. The county was very, very, very cooperative. County Executive Kamenetz and Vicki Alman were unbelievable support for this theater, and they made it happen.
How much did this all cost? I can't imagine. You know, rebuilding a theater is cheap.
It costs close to $200,000 to put this thing together.
Yes.
So, I think the people will come here. I think they'll have a great experience. We have plenty of parking. We have the parking lot right adjacent to us, which is the Pikes Theater parking lot. And I just took over the Sherwood Avenue lot. On Sherwood Avenue.
That's the one across the street.
Yeah.
Registered on Sherwood.
Right. And that's now the Pikes Theater Lot 2. So we have plenty.